Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie Goba, Cutica Health, with your host, Taman. Today we're looking at the topic, mental health problems after childbirth and how to deal with them. Mental health problems after childbirth and how to deal with them. So after childbirth, it is expected that mothers are overwhelmed with immense joy as they welcome their newborn. But this is not always so. Some women could delve into a roller coaster of emotions that may take them months or even years to recover from. Common mental health problems during the postpartum period include, number one, postpartum blues. Postpartum blues or baby blues are one of the most common mood disturbances women experience after birth. Now, postpartum blues comes with very mild symptoms, and almost every woman experiences them after childbirth. Common symptoms include transient feelings of sadness, tearfulness, or irritability. Now, typically, these symptoms could last only a couple of hours or a few days and resolve on their own after a week or two. Postpartum blues do not require a visit to your doctor. Just ensure you have a strong support of family and friends helping you cope with the stress that comes with childbirth. Number two, postpartum depression. Some doctors say when postpartum blues comes with inadequate support, the affected mother could spiral into depression. Postpartum depression is one of the commonest mental health problems after childbirth, and it poses great danger to the mother and her baby. Symptoms of postpartum depression include persistently low mood, loss of interest in usual activities and in caring for the baby, feelings of worthlessness and incompetence, sleep disturbance, and suicidal thoughts. If you had a previous history of depression or a previous history of postpartum depression, you may be at risk of it. If you notice any of the symptoms I shared with you today, it is best to schedule a visit to your doctor. Your doctor may start you on medications or therapy to help you deal with the depressive thoughts. Number three, postpartum anxiety. Now, after birth, everyone truly gets anxious. Everyone wants to make sure your baby is healthy and you are recovering well. However, there is such a thing as too much concern. This is called postpartum anxiety. Do you find yourself waking up several times at night to go and check on your baby? Do you find yourself unable to leave your baby for a minute for fear he or she could stop breathing or could aspirate breast milk? While such concerns are normal once in a while, that much is too much. Check with your doctor to help you deconstruct these thoughts. You may need anti-anxiety medications or commence therapy to modify your thoughts and emotions. Number four, postpartum psychosis. So postpartum psychosis is regarded as a medical emergency because it places the mother and her baby in great danger. Postpartum psychosis comes with irrational thoughts towards or about the newborn. Some mothers have had thoughts that their newborn are demonic or were sent to the world to harm them. Others say they hear voices telling them to harm the baby. Now, these thoughts are irrational and unreal, and they pose grave danger to the baby and the mother. Now, treatment for postpartum psychosis includes antipsychotic medications as well as therapy to help you deal with these thoughts. Now, mental health problems after childbirth are largely underestimated, and most women are at their most vulnerable at this time. Untreated, mental health problems in the postnatal period could lead to severe complications for both mother and her baby. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.